Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
All right, so Lars Eller's on the COVID protocol, right?
Yep, correct.
So we're happy to be joined by Trevor Van Riemsdyk to talk a little Capitals hockey. Now, he's presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best in Loudoun. Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. What's up, Trevor?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing okay. Hey, how was Seattle?
It was good. It was fun. It's obviously cool to go to a new rink and see what it's all about. And yeah, they had a great atmosphere going. Would have been nice to have a little bit of a better showing, but it was a cool new building.
But overall, a pretty good West Coast swing for you guys. You get
really
points.
Good.
You get points in three out of the four games. I mean, like you mentioned, the dud against the Kraken at the end, that stinks. But I mean, two shutouts and points in three of the four. You have to be happy with that.
Yeah, for sure. I think we started off in a good way, grinding it out and getting a point in Anaheim, and then a couple of good games back-to-back there. And, yeah, it was obviously – it always stinks to end the road trip with a loss. But if you kind of take a step back here on the day off and look back, and I think there's a lot of positives we can take from it.
By the way, what got into Sammy on that West Coast swing? He had a 34-save shutout against the Kings and then a 22-save shutout against the Sharks. He was the NHL's second star of the week. So, I mean, it seemed like Vitek started the season out hotter, and now Sammy's kind of got the hot hand. It's nice to have two really good goaltenders back there behind you.
Yeah, exactly. I think you nailed it. I think we have two guys that have the capability to play really well, and they've done it all year. Sammy was awesome those past couple of games, a couple of shutouts, and they weren't easy by any stretch. He was making big saves left and right and kind of bailing us out, keeping us in those games and giving us a chance to come away with points, and we were able to do that. But yeah, they both have it in them, and they've done it a lot and helped us out all year.
I know this is a silly question because you've been asked it, and if you knew the answer, you'd fix it. But what's the story with, like, the overtime losses? Like, I understand there was play, what, one man down?
Three on three.
Yeah, three on three, right? Yep. I mean, like, obviously it's a little bit of a different dynamic. I know you don't know the answer. If you knew the answer, you'd fix it. But what's sort of been your take on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, obviously, it's a pretty small margin for error in overtime, and we've had some chances, and that's kind of how it goes sometimes in three on three when you, you have a chance at one end. If it just happens to not go in, you don't get the bounce, and it's going to come the other way. And we've been pretty unfortunate in the three on three, and we've let them toss and try to figure out what's the solution. And obviously we're working towards it. Yeah, like you said, if you could pinpoint it exactly, you'd just change it right away and it'd all be fixed. So we're just trying to
Does it hurt as much as like a late
accordingly and figure it out?
Does it hurt as much as like a late third period loss, you know? Obviously, you know, in the back of your mind, okay, we got a point here. And that probably depends too. Like, okay, we snuck a point because we tied it up at the end of the third. Okay, we lose in overtime, but we kind of stole a point. Maybe that affects you a little bit. I don't know. Does that affect sort of your reaction to these things?
Yeah, I think, like you said, I think losing one late in the third is always tough because you were there all game. Or
right.
I mean, obviously it depends on how each game goes, and then you end up with nothing. Where
right.
in overtime, at least you have that one point and you have that there. But I think, yeah, obviously in our division and in the whole league, every point matters, as cliche as that may sound. So even in overtime, it's not like you're thinking, we're just going to go for it. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. And, hopefully we have a little more success as the year goes on.
I want to get to know TVR a little bit. First time we've ever had you on the show, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So you're up in Jersey. Who was your guy? Like, who were your favorite players growing up?
I was a Rangers fan growing up, and Brian Leetch was always my favorite guy to watch. And every Christmas, we'd usually, me and my brothers would get one Rangers game. We'd get three games to pick from, and kinda, that was always the big gift of Christmas. And yeah, we'd get to take the train right into MSG there, and we had a train station a couple minutes from our house. So that was always the most fun thing we would do. And I always loved the Rangers and watching Brian Leetch play. And yeah, he was always my guy. My dad always would be pointing at him, telling me to watch him and seeing the things he does.
So, Trevor, you're a Jersey guy. That means you're generally going to be a Giants fan. Give us your is that correct? Do you root for the Giants?
That's a tough assumption. No, I'm a Jets fan. Unfortunately, Ooh. For the last
Woof.
Well, that's years. But that, we had a little bit of success going on when I was high school and college age. But
so, who was like your favorite Jets? Definitely. Were you like a Chad Pennington guy?
Or? Yeah, he's only 30.
Actually, I loved watching him play. He wasn't he had the biggest arm or anything, but he seemed like he always knew who was coming open and dropped back at the end of his drop, and the ball was out of his hand. So I always liked watching him play.
Trevor, one of the weird things for me that I can never wrap my head around, and I guess it makes sense because it's close to Philadelphia, but people that live like in South Jersey are Eagles fans. Like, they don't root for the Giants or the Jets. They root for the Eagles.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a weird dynamic.
What's the deal with that?
It's closer to
Philly.
It's
like pretty much South Jersey's all like Philly sports, and North Jersey obviously you get divided up amongst Devils and then all the other New York sports, New York City sports.
Come on, they're really Devils fans. Devils fans that exist? Do Devils fans really exist out in the wild? Is that really a thing?
Yeah. A couple of my good buddies from home are definitely huge Devils fans, so they definitely exist. They got a passionate bunch. I was more from Central Jersey, so there's a lot from around where I live. And yeah, when you take the train into some of those games, you have to make sure you're in the right car, or else there'd be some a little bit of ugliness going on.
Trevor, were you a baller in any other sports?
I'm an okay basketball player. My uncle was a assistant basketball coach growing up, so I would help him out with his camps to make some summer money. So I got I'm pretty good at knockout and shooting the ball. I'm not really good at the game necessarily, but I can do a little bit of that.
Hey, do you do the pregame soccer juggling with the fellas, or because you're a hoops guy, you're not into that?
No, yeah, I used to do that a little bit, but my game never came along, so I kind of leave that to the guys that are a little better.
Hey, I'd be
a rally killer, so I kind of leave that to the guys with a little more skill.
What's been your take on these guys since you've joined the team? Like, you know, now being on Ovi's side and Backstrom and these guys, Oshie, you know, I assume some of them you always had respect for them, but maybe there was something that's sort of eye-opening about them, playing with them every day.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, their skill and the things they do when you see it in practice. And like Ovi and watching him up close shoot the puck, obviously being on the other side, having to block him is not as much fun, but being able to watch from the side and just appreciate it is incredible. And Backy and the passes he can make and the things he does under pressure and never loses his poise, and Kuzi and Oshie, the things he can do with a puck and the skills he has, he's kind of it's incredible to watch. It's when you see it every day in practice, it's no fluke when they're doing it in the games.
Did you ever have a run-in with any of those guys while you were with Chicago or maybe with Carolina?
Yeah, is he a fighter? Are you a fighter, Trevor?
No, I haven't been in too many of those. I've been run over by Ovi a couple times, which is never fun. But nothing too crazy. Obviously, when I was in Carolina, we played Wash in the playoffs one year, but that was about it. And yeah, no, it's definitely nice being on this side and getting to see a lot of these legendary players up close and see what makes them so good.
Joined by Trevor Van Riemsdyk, defenseman for the Washington Capitals on the BetQL guest hotline. You know, Coach LaViolette is going to preach to you, hey, we're only concerned with the Canadiens, that's the next opponent, but I'll look ahead. Your next four outside of Montreal, because let's be honest, they're terrible. You guys should throttle them at Capital One Arena. Then after that, you have Florida, and then at Carolina and at Florida before November is done. So the schedule definitely ramps up. I would say starting the day after Thanksgiving.
I mean, we're not going to look ahead, and obviously there's no easy games. And Montreal was they were in the final last year, so obviously they've gotten off to a slow start, but they've got it in them to turn this thing around. So we're going to focus on it one game at a time, and yeah, like you said, there are a bunch of big games coming up.
What's it like playing for Coach LaViolette? Because we have him on every week or every other week, whatever the hell it is. And I love the guy. And I remember when we got him, I was like, oh, man, this dude has a reputation for being a hard ass. This is going to be awkward. The guy's great. He's fantastic. What's sort of been your impression?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's obviously really good with his X's and O's and having us prepared for whether it's watching video or just getting our strategy right for the team we're playing, but he's also just a master motivator. I think that's one of his best skills, is being able to get the most out of the guys. Obviously, it's a long season, and there can be times where it might be a little harder. You're feeling a little more worn down, and he always seems to have a little trick up his sleeve to get everyone ready to go and ready to play.
See, he had that reputation as a hard ass, and this, I'm just basing this on a picture. So your previous coach was Brindamore, right?
Yeah.
He looks like a hard ass.
I sat behind you guys one
coach
time.
Coach LaViolette seems like a nice guy to him.
Brindamore, I sat behind you guys one time, and I got scared. I was like, this dude is a monster.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible, I think. Watching him in the gym when I was in Carolina, he can he's pretty impressive. He's probably stronger and more fit than most of the guys.
His nickname is Rod the Bod.
I know LaViolette and him are know
different.
Each other well. So
no, but he has a scowl. Like during the game, he has a scowl that literally. Yeah. I was right behind the glass. I was scared.
Yeah. And by the way, Brindamore's face—it looks like it's been carved up by a stick or two during his career.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's intimidating, no doubt.
Yeah, he definitely has that. Yeah, you don't want to be on his. His mad side, because he can, he's definitely got that intimidation factor where he's still like, looks like he wants to just go out there and get on the ice for you if you're not playing well. So he was a great guy to play for, and so is Lavi.
Well, Trevor, thanks a lot for filling in for Lars Eller. We appreciate you coming on.
We're
Trevor
do it
Van
again.
Riemsdyk, defenseman for the Caps. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man. Take care,
Trevor,
man.
Presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best in Loudoun. Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, Subaru, all in one location. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. TVR, good guy.
I'm a TVR guy.
Hey,
TVR's my guy.
I like them, man. Good dude.
Definitely. All right, when we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
Always.
He's read through every story three or four times already.
Ricochet Rabbit.
It might be the best EP ever, and it's coming up next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Junks. Time now for Eric Bickle's entertainment page here on 106.7 The Fan.
Remember, we talked about a Black Friday the other day, or actually earlier in the show today, Brown Friday.
Yes.
And I told you about a TV deal I saw the other day. I can't remember what it was. I saw another one.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Anybody looking for 70 inches?
Oh, I might have seen the same ad. $400?
$398.
Yeah, I saw that same one.
Oh my God.
Man, they are, those prices just plummeting.
And let me just tell you something. It's an Ups brand.
What's the brand? Scepter?
Hi-Nessy or whatever?
No, Hisense? No. It doesn't matter. By the way, I've had a Hisense. I have a TCL. I have one. They look fine in your house.
Hey, my Stefan Heyer in my bedroom works
right,
great.
Right. No, this one is an On. It's like O-N-N.
Richard On from OAR.
It's an extra N. Yeah. And I'm sure it's nubs. Like, I'm sure it's made of plastic.
It's an On.
It's an On.
It's an On. But, like, the good thing about it is, so I have a 50-inch that I have on wheels, and it's, like, something really, it's designed for, like, a professor or something if he was going to do, like, a PowerPoint presentation.
Like an AV presentation,
But I wheel it out to the fire pit, and then I have another shelf where I carry a 32-inch, so I have two TVs.
Yeah, you're transporting a lot of TVs around.
Do you have dollies in the backyard?
You're TV Sherpa.
I am.
Everywhere.
Like a Circuit City.
Here's what's great about cheap TVs.
Yeah.
And both of them are cheap. That 32-inch they got, it literally weighs an ounce.
Right.
Because it's all plastic. It's just garbage.
Yeah.
But I plug it in by the fire pit, it looked silly.
Sure.
So there's a 70-inch on TV for $398.
What's the store?
I found it's an online thing. I'll send you the link. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I think it was a Walmart.
It's online.
I think it's a Walmart ad.
Hey, can you imagine that Walmart in Dundalk? Everybody walks in there. Hey, where's the On deal?
You guys sold out of the On.
Where's the On?
I need a rain check.
Listen, I just get horny when
Purple Friday, not Black Friday.
Like, have you ever gotten a rain check for anything in your life? I see people at like grocery stores, like if a 5-pound bag of potatoes is sold out and it's in their circular, can I have a rain check?
You're kidding.
And I just
I've never
automatically
done that.
Label you nubs.
Yeah.
Well, you're nubs.
Same thing. I don't want to be a total douche. But if you put something on layaway,
Well, look, I understand layaway a little more. Bounties, than
I've
range.
Put something on layaway before.
I bet. Hey, if times
family,
are tight.
When I was a little kid, we used to have layaway.
Right.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
I was teasing.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes the fish comes up and grabs the hook.
Yeah, yeah.
Takes the bait.
Yeah, right.
When I was a little kid, or sometimes we'd have layaway. Stunned,
because doesn't everybody just put it on their credit card and everyone's just drowned in credit card debt?
You would think.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Anyway, when I see TV deals, I get psyched.
Hey, where are all the ones? It's in your circular.
Try the Walmart and Joppa.
Here's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for, they now have, you can get an 85-inch.
Okay.
Like an LG.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Solid.
That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
That's good enough for me. For like $1,000. All right.
It's fantastic.
I just need it to go to a Hyundai. Once we get into the Hundo range, because mm-hmm. I'm getting rid of, I have the projector downstairs. I'm getting rid of that projector and I'm going to put it in the fire pit.
Right.
Okay. Because I hate projectors. I hate putting the bulbs in all the time. It sucks.
Expensive ass bulbs.
I'm waiting for those TVs to get to 100 inch. And right now they're about 85 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That are going cheap. Once I get to the Hundo, then I'm getting it. All right, Pete Davidson is in the news. You know why, Cakes? Have you seen this story? It's gone viral.
I mean, I know he's dating Kim Kardashian. Right. Is there an update on that?
Yes. So there, the update 2 days ago was that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were finally official because they were holding hands.
Yep.
And I think they may have even smooched. By the way, I didn't realize this. And I don't like to gossip about it because he's my buddy. Like, well, once in a blue moon, text each other. But Brooks Like has a new girlfriend because I saw that Juliana Huff has a new, some dude, some model dude.
Okay.
That she was kissing.
Yeah, so Brooks is like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to whip out my new girlfriend.
So Brooks, so apparently this is like a few months ago, Brooks is dating some like CrossFit star.
Okay.
Because he's knee deep in that world. Anyway.
His garage probably has 100 tires that he puts in there. So many flip tires and resistance bands.
Now, that's Juliana Huff, for people that don't know, when she's doing what? What is she doing? Like levitating, or what is she doing?
She's getting some weird massage.
Hey, you know what?
I think massages other places.
You know what else that sounded like? It sounded like the scene in Game of Thrones that I was awkwardly watching with my son when the two women were going at it. Just back.
How long are they
it's
going?
It's legitimately like a 5-minute scene.
Oh, my God. And you and Brenda just sit there?
Yeah, I'm just sitting there in darkness and awkwardness, not saying a word to each other.
Looks like he's gone Instagram official with Katrin.
Yeah. Yeah, Brooks.
Tanja?
Yeah. Yeah, God bless him.
Well,
but
that's
anyway.
Not her full name. Her last name is the hardest pronounced last name I've ever seen.
Zitteropoulos.
Daviotster?
Yeah, it's a lot.
that's a full name.
But Pete Brooks is in because Brooks he was holding hands with Kim, and now they notice Cakes. Hickey.
Oh, a
he has a hurting hickey on his neck.
What is he? Is 18 giving girls hickeys?
Kim Kardashian, I believe, is 40 or like 39, right?
Okay, yeah.
And she's given Pete Davidson a hickey.
That's embarrassing.
Is that not embarrassing?
It's embarrassing.
Hey, I'd be a little upset if, say, you're Pete Davidson and the only thing you've gotten so far from Kim is a hickey.
Yeah, you think that's always going to be?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
They've only been dating for like a week, right?
He's probably got another hickey around his, you know what?
She's 41.
Blicky. He's got a hickey near his blicky.
Exactly. Exactly.
Coach Ron, are you listening?
Ricochet Rabbit.
Sorry, Coach. Sorry. I don't think he's listening. I think he's meeting the...
He's in a coordinator meeting.
He has
a billion meetings. Yeah. Last thing he's doing is listening to the app.
You know what? His job stinks.
What if Scott Turner...
Yeah, his job does...
What if Scott Turner was waiting? He said, Coach, I've been waiting for you since 9. And he's like, I was listening to TVR and the boys doing their EP.
I'm sorry. If I were Coach... Toward the end, I'm texting Jason Wright and saying, send me a text. Give me the bullet points. We don't need to meet. I'm going home.
Right.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
All these guys, I think their jobs stink. This is
now,
the best
their paychecks
job.
Are amazing.
Their paychecks are better.
Yeah. But the hours stink on ice.
Going home at 10?
Yeah. Come on.
Killer. Drabby, did you see this?
So what?
First of all, there was a wrestling clip that went viral a couple days ago. And that's not what this is, but it's a wrestling clip. But anyway, I never talked about this. I think it was from 20 years ago. Famous clip. I'm sure you've seen a million times of like, was it maybe the first SummerSlam or what? I don't even know. What are the most famous wrestling events?
WrestleMania.
Maybe it was the first WrestleMania or something where like The Rock and all these guys were all in there at one time and they were just one by one knocking each other out.
It's called a Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble. Right, right. Yeah. Who was it? Was it? Who was it that won that one? Has there been a ton of them?
There's a billion Royal Rumbles.
Every year.
Yeah. Every January.
All right, they showed a Royal Rumble from 20 years ago. Yeah. It was silly. It was a five-minute clip.
You're buying in.
And it was The Rock. The Rock got pwned.
Okay.
I can't remember who was the...
Who was the last man standing?
I can't remember. But a new guy kept coming in and they drop kick, you know, boom. And I was like, this is silly.
That's a bit.
I got so psyched for it.
Are you now discovering wrestling?
No, I mean, I used to watch it Bob Backlund or whatever.
That's way back. Yeah, like Sergeant Slaughter and Jimmy Snuka.
Right. So, they do that every year, the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Is that separate from WrestleMania?
Yes.
Yeah. They have four big events a year. I mean, they have one every month.
Oh, so when they do
Royal Rumble, they're like the majors for golf.
But I saw a five-minute clip. So is that like at the end of the event, they'll do that? And then they have a bunch of other matches leading up to it? Is that how it works? I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, of course. The Royal Rumble is the main event, and then they have a bunch of prelims leading up to it.
No, I think the Royal Rumble is in the middle of the pay-per-view.
Really?
It is?
Yeah. Those are the championship.
Now, did I see the whole Royal Rumble? It was only 5 minutes.
I know.
How do we know what you watch?
No, but is it normally that's 30 minutes?
No, it's like an hour. It's a butt-long match.
Okay, well, I saw like 5-minute clip of it.
EB, your man crush Batista won it in 2014. What year do you think you were watching?
I think it was a 20-year anniversary.
20 anniversary. So
you have like 30 guys that come out at random, and the last one standing in the ring is like the champion
You're
or the
just
new
waking
contender.
Up to the silliness it looks of the like Royal Rumble EB, format.
Looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin came out
it was
on top.
Stone Cold was the big winner. I was stunned. I was like, Stone Cold beat The Rock.
You don't know who won it 2 years
you
before.
Don't know who used to wear on his t-shirt. Does EB know what Steve Austin would wear on his t-shirt?
I mean, I'd have to watch
bit,
him to
his,
know.
His bit.
Like a kiss.
Austin 316, right? Yeah. That was his bit. Oh,
yeah. What does that mean?
I mean, I know it's a Bible thing, but don't.
No, it means I just whooped your ass.
Yeah, he's
John 316.
Yeah, taking it. Yeah, he's done his own thing with it.
By the way,
Rattlesnake.
Your first ever winner of the Royal Rumble, Jim Duggan. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Ooh, good. That's a good one.
Well, anyway, I got psyched for that Royal Rumble, that clip I saw. I watched the whole clip. It was silly. but then, so there's a clip that went last night of Seth Rollins. Now, I don't know him. Only thing I know is that Rollins, the singer.
Henry Rollins. Yeah, I believe Seth's doppelganger, Henry Rollins.
The wrestler Seth Rollins. Yes. Didn't he show his penis?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did.
So Seth Rollins apparently was leaving the stage during Monday Night Raw.
Pwned him.
Some dude was like, seriously, he looked like a left tackle.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
It looked like he got the best of him.
Well, then the refs came in and were trying to pull him off of him.
So what's the backstory on that?
I think it was just some drunk fan who got too hyped up for the live event.
And he wanted to take him down.
Well, I just think it's like any drunk idiot that rushes the field.
Right.
Like this guy just wanted to.
No, but he did more than rush the field.
I know. He's going to get charged with assault.
Oh, he's getting arrested. Stuff. Yeah.
That happens every like 5-10 years or something.
Oh, really?
Like,
that
some idiot fan. Can you imagine
the shame and embarrassment once he sobers up and then he's going to be known as the guy
who couldn't
keep it in his pants at the wrestling event.
He had
to become part of the action.
Well, what if he's the next Sons in Four guy?
No, different.
He's just different. You know what he is? He's a loser. That's what he is.
But anyway, I saw the clip, and I thought, ooh, that's kind of a show.
Sons in Four guy, also a loser.
I sent you Seth Rollins' penis.
You did? On my DMs?
Yeah, of course.
It's impressive.
Let me see.
I like EB's penis reviews.
All right, let me give you one.
Did you see his penis?
Very straight. You know what? For his size,
you know, if he didn't bulk up so much, it would look much more impressive.
You're probably right. Less reps, Valdez, right?
Do you have these all saved on your phone? I know you saved Tigers.
No. I knew.
He knows how to find it.
Well, no, I knew we talked about Seth Rollins' penis on the show, so I just thought it was relevant.
Did you see
talk
his
about
penis?
It again?
I don't even know Seth Rollins.
See, like, now literally. I'm hoping that Coach Ron is in a meeting and he's not listening.
Right.
To this portion of the show.
I mean, I have a few more stories if you want to get to them. I have a few more. I mean, I don't care. You want to do like a weekend preview or something? I mean, like,
it's Tuesday.
Well, I mean, weekend's coming up. Weekend starts tomorrow.
The weekend does start tomorrow.
The weekend starts tomorrow.
It's Thanksgiving.
Dude. Yeah.
Weekend starts on Wednesday for Thanksgiving. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically already punched out. Like, tomorrow will be a joke.
I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, my wife has a day off tomorrow. We're just in here grinding. Yeah. Just grinding to the very last minute. It's what we do.
Yeah. I can give you audience. It's up to you guys.
Audience, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome for the work ethic and the grind.
Yeah, Lurch.
Around Thanksgiving. It's just what we do.
Right.
Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org. For more information, to get any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, I've heard rumblings we may be in for a pre-Thanksgiving treat on tomorrow's show. Courtesy of one Matt Valdez.
Is that true?
That's the buzz Dratt, in the producer's room.
I told Dratt, well, Dratt was asking me some questions about making food for mm-hmm. other people for Thanksgiving. He didn't know what to make or what to bring. I told him dessert would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him the dessert I was making, and his mouth was watering so much, I had to put a paper towel under it.
Hey, what about, we've never done this before. What about a pre-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving?
Is Boston Market open?
Boston Market.
They are available.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
That would be cool.
Why have we not done that?
What? Everybody does a side dish. I'll bring in the dessert.
No, I don't want to do it. I just want somebody to,
to be catered.
Yeah, just catered food. You know, like
sure.
From the Palm or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, sure. That we would take
that
if it
were offered.
Did we
used to do that before Thanksgiving? Like, would the Palm come in and do that or no? What was the time? They just came in for the Christmas show?
Yeah, for the Christmas show. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a shame. I know we can't. It's too late, but we should have planned that.
Well, we never done it before.
I know.
Brian and JP, they get food brought to them all the time from listeners.
Dude,
You should have seen the spread that was from
I saw it last week.
Yesterday.
I don't like to eat listener food. I don't know about their grooming habits. And
no, it's from restaurants.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Restaurants I'm all about.
I trust.
Professional restaurants. No, they got a
guy.
Stuff,
I think they have a guy, right, that when the Washington football team wins, he brings them a huge spread.
What about Tailgate Ted? Why doesn't Tailgate Ted bring some food?
All right, what about Capital Crab? Anyone up for some crab cakes?
Ooh. I mean, who wouldn't be?
That's not a bad idea.
Thanksgiving crab cakes.
Thanksgiving crabs and shrimp.
Although Drab's down because he doesn't want seafood, and he thinks it's more of a summertime deal.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, no crabs.
No crabs.
Yeah, but crab cakes are okay.
So you're
right?
About calling our guy Tim.
Yeah, dude. Why don't you call Tim, see if he wants to
I think crab cakes
by.
Are okay for right around
I
Thanksgiving.
I think crab cakes would be really
crabs,
okay.
Crabs, though, I'm with you. That's a summer delicacy.
Dude, we need to spread our wings a little bit. You just can't go back to the same guy.
I'm starving.
go get another Slim Jim. It was like crazy.
Slim Jim. Butter and jelly.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Slim Jims are
Listen,
delicious.
You guys, this is before you guys came, this has been like a terrible era. When we worked nights... Pre-Drabby and pre-Valdez.
Yeah.
We literally ate like
Are Drab and Valdez the food jinx?
Yeah, you
Maybe
guys
are
the food jinxes. Because our whole morning
We've
show
worked
career.
Worked nights for 20 years.
Yeah. I know, but when we worked nights, we had food drops every day. We had Shula's Steakhouse. Still.
Do they even exist anymore?
I think there's a few still scattered
really.
Around.
Shula's Steakhouse would come every week. Shula's Steakhouse. We had that Hurt the Italians.
Like Macaroni
chain.
Grill.
Macaroni Grill every week.
It's called it Hurt.
Yeah. We have Chicken Out.
Well, damn, been a thing for 20 years.
I don't think you understand.
I know.
Jason would bring containers every day to bring home to his kids and his wife.
I might have been guilty of that, too, from time to time.
We ate like kings. Here... We, you know, I mean, peanut butter jellies and Slim
Across
Jims.
The bowls and Slim Jims. Yeah.
Do you know about, have you guys noticed that, well, since B. Mitch and Finley, they get a lot of food.
Yeah.
I think Cody Betts, their assistant producer, he's gaining the Radio 15.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're calling him out?
He was talking to me about going on a diet yesterday.
Right.
I think because he's pummeling too much food during the day.
He also plays poker, too. Yeah, are there any guys in poker? He's probably actually the most in shape of anybody in the poker room.
He's certainly amongst the top 5%.
You want to bring him in and join on him?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, should I go to Brian real quick? Let me go to Brian while you try to find Cody. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I was just telling your producer, whoever took the phone up, that I just wanted to call because I called, you know, I've spoken to you guys a lot, but you don't remember me. But anyhow... you guys have been on forever. I love the comedy. I love the teamwork and your team you have there. You guys got me through some really, really difficult time through my wife's breast cancer.
Ooh, and, sorry to hear that.
You know, no.
She's okay now?
Yeah, we're all, you know, all of us. We're pretty, I'm the same age range as you guys. So,
right.
No, she's not. She's gone. But
oh, I'm so sorry.
I will tell you guys, like, I think it's maybe my emotions this week. Like, just wanted to thank, I've got put in my heart to thank you guys because I spent a lot of mornings, early mornings at hospitals and.
Trap, why did you put
you
this
guys.
On at the end of the show, man?
I didn't know he was going to cry. Oh. He just said he loved the joke.
No.
We appreciate it,
did
Brian.
Did she, hold on, did she
I
just pass, Brian?
I think you guys are.
Did she just pass,
amazing.
Brian?
About a year and a half ago.
A year and a
so,
half.
I didn't hear that part.
I think
hang in there, bro.
Week and all that.
Do you have kids?
But you know what? I every time I hear you guys, and I just reminds me of multiple mornings just sitting there and trying to hold myself together. And you guys are just amazing.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you started dating yet? Have you started dating yet?
No, I'm old school, man. I'm old school. She's the love of my life, man.
Yeah, did you guys have?
Why don't we set you up on a Tinder?
Well,
account?
Look, did you have children?
Yeah, we have a gorgeous 11-year-old. She's Italian. I definitely married up. I didn't deserve it.
Right, that's got to be your focus.
No, that's terrible.
Just,
but I mean, he has
I hear
to
you guys'
again.
Story. No, you guys are just you know the way you guys. I don't know how y'all do it, but I've been, you know,
it's a gift
a fan
from inspiration.
Yeah, Brian, we appreciate it, but we got to go make Cody cry now.
Yeah.
We got to go joke on somebody.
Hey, call back.
But thank you so much.
Hey, listen,
hang
all seriousness,
there,
we love you. Yeah. Thank you for supporting the show. It's a pleasure that we get to sort of help, you know, in times like that. And if you want a Tinder account or anything, and we'll set you up on a date.
Call and by the way, my wife and I were at the fight with when JP did the
Jay Watts.
I'm a Golden Gloves boxer.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Oh, he's an old buddy. Boxer.
God bless you.
Yeah. All right, be safe, buddy.
Maybe JP will fight you next. You never know.
Hey, JP, will you sign a book for this guy?
Yeah. Give him a book. Give him a Still Barking. We give him a free Still Barking. All right, stay on hold, Brian. We're going to give you a Still Barking.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Chapter 20, Chasing Rocky.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
You going to give him Chasing Rocky, too?
Chasing Rocky's chapter 20.
No, give them both.
Double dip. Oh, I don't have copies.
You don't have one?
I have one copy for myself.
Are you
serious? Know me, I'm a minimalist.
You know what? You can have my copy. All right, stay on hold, brother.
He can buy it on Amazon.
That's true.
Stay on hold. All right, I don't know. Dude, figure that out. Put him on hold. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Cody Batts joining us in studio.
He actually looks 15? A little nervous.
You gained the Radio 15?
I have gained some weight.
Is that because B. Mitch always brings in his Cajun food and all that?
I think it's that. And I just sit down all day and do nothing.
Right. You're just sitting there. Yeah.
You're supposed to get up and move around, and so I don't. Yeah. So trying to change that.
So you don't walk around like in between breaks? You never like get up and just...
I go to the bathroom.
That's about it?
That's about it. That little walk, that's about it usually. Right.
Yeah, what about your workout regimen? Because you look like, you know, you're a pretty muscular guy and you're a former athlete.
I don't do cardio. That's the problem. Nah. I do my weights, I leave.
No, but weights, you can burn fat with weights. You're eating too much.
Not in the tummy and not in the thighs.
You're eating too much. You're eating too much.
Yeah, so
and you're drinking too much.
It's just ordering out. That's what's pummeling
him. Are you ordering out a lot?
I see them all the time. It's what's for lunch today.
I know when he's not getting up and walking. When he's at MGM National Harbor, he's never the first, second, or third man walking.
But the last time that I actually had like a prolonged conversation with him was we were leaving together, and I'm walking to Homewood Suites. He was walking to Five Guys. Right.
You're flaming him on the way to get his lunch.
Yeah, so like that's basically what I'm eating, and I don't do any sort of like fat burning.
If you get Five Guys, let me ask you this: when you get the fries, do you eat all of them?
We get one large thing for the group, and I do pummel a lot. Double bacon cheeseburger.
A double bacon cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah.
How many days a week do you have a double bacon cheeseburger?
Probably twice. And then Taco Bell probably three times a week.
All right, what else? What do you do when you go home?
Like I was telling him, I'm trying to get rid of the sweets, like the cinnamon rolls. Like on Sunday, I had two Cinnabon cinnamon rolls. That's like 2,000 calories.
That's you're living with your parents, right?
Yeah. So that really helps.
Did they cook for you?
Yeah, like... last night we had hamburgers. Oh.
You love hamburgers.
That's not healthy.
No, but it's the constant.
Are your parents kind of hurting? Are they kind of?
No. My parents are
fit.
They used to run 5Ks right before the pandemic.
So your parents are fit. Ish.
We've all put on the quarantine 15. But
yeah, okay, that's fair.
Are they? But they can't be older than us.
They're in their 50s.
Yeah, we could be your dad. How old are you?
I'm 25.
So Cody's, I definitely be
Cody's put on the Quarantine 15 and the Radio 15.
Oh, so, yeah,
so it's a 30. Like, so it's really a 30.
Are you up to about 30?
No. I mean, I'm probably pushing 200, and when I got the shop, I was probably at 180, 185.
So you began about 15, 20?
Yeah.
Right. What about you got some chick, though, that you're seeing, right? She didn't care.
Yeah, you're right. And that boils into it. We go to Chipotle probably three times a week. And once you're like kind of...
You're an advertiser's dream. Hold on.
Chipotle
are you
times three.
For an endorsement?
If anybody's interested,
hold
sure.
Hold up. You said Taco Bell times three.
Oh, yeah. Every time
I'm
going home.
Five Guys times two.
Yeah.
Dude, his paycheck's going
how
towards
fast
food.
How do you have any money?
Yeah, I know.
Plus, he pays regular parking here.
Yeah.
That was our conversation was. I'm walking to Homewood.
How often do you go to MGM?
Oh, no, like once every... Three weeks maybe. Well, I'm going today, but like other than today,
you know, like what are you gonna eat today?
Slow down.
What are you gonna eat today?
Whatever we get for lunch.
Are you not gonna go to the food court there and get something?
I might get Shake Shack.
Hey,
yeah.
Double bacon cheeseburger.
It's not the food court.
What's it called?
It's the National Market.
Yes.
EB. Okay.
This guy loves his double bacon cheeseburgers.
Yep. Get some barbecue sauce, honey mustard, fries, milkshake. Get everything. The comps are paying for it. We're good.
Right.
I put in those hours on the table.
You do put in a lot of hours.
I heard word on the street is you're a little envious because Drabby, he went on the old EB Lean Cuisine diet and he's lost like 5 pounds.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm trying to get him to come work out with me and JP in the mornings and he refuses.
The working out, listen, is fine. It's good for your ticker and stuff. The way you lose weight is you stop eating so much.
Right, and I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I eat like probably 20 cookies
every
2 days.
I'm like that too.
I mean, I'm piling like... Oreos.
Are you getting those Oreos double stuff?
Oh, the mega stuff. They're mega stuff now.
They have one that's at Christmas flavor. It's unbelievable.
What's your Chipotle meal?
White rice, extra black beans, okay. Extra steak.
It's never the salad.
You get extra everything. Okay.
Extra everything.
Right, do you know what a vegetable looks like?
Give me your Taco Bell meal.
I put corn on it. Oh, Taco Bell, beefy five-layer burrito, the new double steak quesadilla melt thing, fantastic. You get a steak quesadilla, then you get a beef burrito, add potatoes.
You know that it's like you're destined to be a huge man.
Hey, I have a question. Yeah. I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Is Mullins a bad influence on you?
No. Ooh. What? Why? Because.
What do you mean?
Because
why?
They talk about food. No, but I mean, like, no, Mullins, I don't see Mullins eating all the time.
No, and
like he does it at home.
And Mullins, I think he stopped drinking soda. I think he's like 5 or 6 months strong.
Oh,
no
really?
Soda. Like he's so no. I think we're actually kind of good for each other.
Quitter.
It's all about eliminating things, and yeah. I'm trying to eliminate the sweets for the next 2 months.
Right. Oh, so that'd be great. If you can eliminate sugar, you will lose weight.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody Betts almost looks like he's going to cry about it, though.
What?
No, his eyes do look like they're watering.
His eyes are watering.
Do you have allergies?
He's all good.
No, yeah. I just got out of the shower. We just worked out.
Oh, okay.
All right, best of luck at MGM National Harbor today.
Thank you.
Hopefully you walk out with a big sack of money.
Get a salad. Try salad.
I'm pulling it.
He's getting a double cheese.
All right, we have to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.